Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. There is a war going on with Iran, but it's not only Iran. This war has now already included many other countries in the Middle East, and quite frankly, the danger is that it's also going to involve Europe. An attack on Cyprus has already happened. Now, what does this war do? It brings destruction. It brings devastation. It brings the killing of many people, including innocent people. As we were told, a school was bombed and over 110 or so young girls were killed. That's what war does. It's a terrible curse. We have to understand that, my friends. War is a curse. It is not, in any way, shape, or form, a blessing. Now, how did we get to that? How did this war start? The United States of America and Israel launched an attack on Iran on February 28, 2026. You might have heard the date, but did you realize that this was the Holy Sabbath of God when this took place? The Holy Sabbath, which starts at Friday sunset and goes to Saturday sunset. It was on that day when the attack was launched by Israel, a country which allegedly keeps the Sabbath. But Donald Trump, whose daughter and son-in-law are supposedly Sabbath keepers. On this day, the attack took place. Do we really believe that God is pleased by that? Do we really believe that God is honoring such a blatant violation of his law? Not in a million years. He is upset. He is extremely angry. And he is not going to bless this war at all. Let me also say that the justification for the attack is still out there someplace. We hear a justification from that side, and then that's going to be retracted, and there comes another justification, and that's going to be retracted, and on it goes. Nobody really knows why this attack took even place at this point. What's even worse? The future of Iran is totally unclear once this terrible war will end. There is no plan for the future. Donald Trump admitted that. He says, no, we don't have any plan. So you start a war and you have no plan for the outcome? It's like you start building a building and then you have to stop building it because you don't have the means to continue. The son of the leader who was killed is allegedly now supposed to be the successor. Donald Trump already said that's the worst of all outcomes, if that happens. If this develops in a major war, and listen closely, then America is going to lose this war. There's no way that America is going to win it. How can I say it? Well, let me just mention to you that Herbert W. Armstrong, the late leader of the now defunct World War Church of God, has been saying for years that America has won its last war, and that was World War II. And after that, America has not won any other war, and it's not going to win any other war until Christ comes back. And so this war, if it goes beyond just a war with Iran, but I don't think it's going to be limited to that, it's going to be a war which America is not going to win. Because you see, the downfall of America is prophesied. And nothing can change that. And quite frankly, only repentance would perhaps do something about it. I don't see any repentance. Even though most Americans are clearly against this war, most of the Republicans are for it. And I have to ask myself the question, how are they trying to justify this? To justify war? It's amazing. It is just amazing. But if the violation of the holy Sabbath of God isn't enough. I'd like to read to you about another blasphemy, which was just reported by the Mirror, dated March 3. A report found that hundreds of U.S. troops across dozens of units and installations have submitted complaints to the non-profit watchdog, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, since the attack about combat unit commanders providing Christian reasoning for the war, during which at least six U.S. troops have already been killed. Non-commissioned officers who attended a briefing Monday told the organization that a combat unit commander, and I quote, urged us to tell our troops that this was all part of God's divine plan, and he specifically referenced numerous citations out of the book of Revelation referring to Armageddon and the imminent return of Jesus Christ. The commander also argued that Trump was anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran, to cause Armageddon and mark his return to earth, and that the Iran was a part of God's plan. That's what was claimed. And then it says that the remarks were submitted in more than 110 complaints about commanders across all military branches, including more than 40 units across 30 military installations. What a blasphemy. Let me just say, war has never brought peace. War has only brought further wars. In war, there's no winner. Everybody is a loser. You see the devastation already, all over the place. Think of the Russian-Ukrainian war. Terrible war. So many people died on both sides. So much destruction. Now, we profess to be Christians. We profess Christianity. But do we really believe what Christ has told us? You see, Christ is the Prince of Peace. He is going to come back to this earth to bring peace to this world. He will end war on earth. He will destroy all weapons of war. You find that in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. You see, as the book of Isaiah tells us, people will then learn no war. They don't want to fight in war anymore then, because their mind will be changed. And they will beat their swords into plowshares. What did Christ say to Peter? What did Christ say to us? Put your sword away in its place, because everyone who takes a sword will perish by the sword. Now, do we believe that? If we don't believe it, we don't believe Jesus Christ. How can we then claim to be Christians? Satan is a destroyer. Satan is the one who brings destruction. Satan is the author of war. And Satan has deceived the whole world. Has he deceived you? Do you still believe that you can bring peace through war? Well, if you do, you are not a true follower of God the Father and Jesus Christ. Let us look at what the Apostle Paul had to say about wars. And I'd like to read from Romans chapter 3, beginning in verse 11. There is none who understands. He's talking about the people of this world. Do you understand? There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. Now we are looking after all the physical means to do what God tells us not to do. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good? No, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues, they have practiced deceit. Yes, We are being told all kinds of things why this war was necessary. It's all a bunch of lies. It's deceit. Are you deceived? The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Oh yes, how sweet are we, and how swift are we, I should say, to bring war to this world. Did you know that President Trump was actually elected based on the promise that he will stop all wars? And he has become the president who has started all wars more than any other president in recent history. It goes on to say in verse 15, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. Yeah, we can testify to that. Just looking at this war and looking at the destruction and the misery we have already witnessed. The way of peace they have not known. For sure not. They think they can bring peace through war. What a deceit. What a absolutely false concept. And there is no fear of God before their eyes, because if they had fear of God, they would know, no, war is not the solution. War is never the solution. We have prepared a free booklet, Should You Fight in War? You see, the world is all for war, and you are living in this world. Understand that. And so, whatever we may say, it's not going to change this world. But it could perhaps reach you. When you come in the situation where you have to make a decision, should I participate in war, even though the whole world does it? Should you do it? This booklet, Should You Fight in War, is going to show you from the Bible why war is wrong in God's eyes, it is never justified, and why you, if you want to be a follower of Jesus Christ, must never participate in it. Ask for a free copy. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.